predecessor epilogue. "Let me out, Minos," Eva cried, her hands sore from banging on the wooden door. Each thump reverberated in the dark basement, echoing into no one's ears but hers. Tears welled up in her eyes, but she knew better than to lose control. Crying was for the weak and the helpless, and she was not neither. It had been perhaps 5 minutes since the door shut. "There's still time," she thought as she felt around for a lantern. She eventually found one lying near the door and quickly ignited it. She started plunging into the darkness, doing all she could to recall the layout of the basement. Her nose barely noticing the damp smell, she took turn after turn while feeling doubts rising in her heart. What if she went the wrong way? Eva heard the sound of heavy steps above her head, the sound of people fighting and dying. She knew that she was putting herself in danger, but to her, nothing was as important as going back. She didn't know how long she was underground, but soon she found herself in the wine cellar, a place she knew off the top of her head. Knowing that she came the right way, she confidently rushed ahead with even more speed until she found herself before two flights of stairs made of stone. She raced up the steps and saw light shining through the crack under the door. She swung it open and whipped her head left and right. No one was in sight. She placed the lantern down and hurried to her bedchamber. That was probably where he was. "Die, you imperial scum." Eva stopped just before a sharp turn and put her body against the wall, peeking her head out from the corner. In the corridor behind her were soldiers and barbarians clashing their weapons, the soldiers with their swords, the barbarians with their axes. She could tell at a glance that the soldiers were at a disadvantage, being outnumbered and visibly more worn out. "You will not get past me, you damn beast," said a bleeding soldier who was having a contest of strength with a barbarian, their weapons in a lock, though the soldier's grip was faltering. Others were in the same predicament, with some handling two opponents at the same time. Eva gritted her teeth and went back the way she came from. She knew she was of no use in battle, but that didn't make her feel any less guilty. She took the long way around, avoiding and hiding from the skirmishes inside her own manor, each time feeling the sins weighing more and more on her back. Finally, she arrived at the grand bedchamber where she had spent the last 8 years in. She stepped forward and felt dampness under her feet. She looked down to see a pool of crimson and a red trail continuing into the room. She felt as if the floor had vanished and now she was falling endlessly into the abyss. What if he was dead? She swallowed and walked forward another step, feeling her heart racing like never before. What if she was too late? The further she walked, the more blood stained her feet. What if it was because of her again? Eva heard a groan inside the room. She rushed forward with her hope flared up. Amidst the dark room and sitting against the bed was her husband, a man so scarred that it would be difficult to find a part of his body with fair skin. He had black hair that shimmered against the moonlight, his red eyes glimmering faintly, dark blood painted all over his body, and he was looking at his left hand. Eva ignored the smell of blood and moved forward, and as she got closer, she realized that he was looking at his ring, at their ring. She relaxed her hands and touched her matching ring.